Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Richard Pennyman, ladies and gentlemen.
Good golly, Miss Molly.
Otherwise known as Little Richard, still rocking after all these years. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And Sam Norwood is here, ladies and gentlemen. He's NorwoodAnalytics.com. Is that right, Sam? Did I get that right?
That's right.
NorwoodAnalytics.com. I encourage you to go there and see what Sam has got to say. He's doing a lot of writing these days that I promise you, you will benefit from. As the owner of your business, you will benefit. It's plain English. It's real stuff. Old school meets new school is kind of what Sam's got. So I encourage you to find that. If you want to know more about the fundamentals, Sam will help you with that. Sam, we're talking about the economy. In the previous segment, we talked about the fact that the employment is still tough. We polled our own audience this week. I was gonna bring that up. Uh-huh. And as of today, what they're telling us is that we said, what are your hiring plans for this year? 14% said they're definitely hiring. 9% said we're probably going to hire this year. 59% said that we'll only hire as opportunity presents. And the rest, about 18%, said we will not be hiring this year. So you got, Sam, you got 80%. You got almost 80% there that are not going to hire at all, or unless something presents itself. They're still waiting. That means 80% are still waiting on something to happen.
Well, I don't know how to respond to that other than that probably there's a large percentage of businesses that don't grow much faster than the economy. Out of all the businesses, yeah. There are some that grow faster, some that grow slower, but most are probably right in the middle and are squeezing everything they can to be able to survive and still maintain their margin. We're used to, if you go back, it wasn't long ago when we would expect to be able to raise prices and cover our rising costs. But now, because of a lot of reasons, we're not having any inflation, and it just feels like we're not going places like we used to feel like we're going.
Well, Sam, one of the things I think is going on, I don't know if economists have a better word for this or somebody's already thought about this, but I'm going to call it lagging hiring and advanced hiring.
Yeah.
Whenever small business owners are excited about the economy, when they're excited about what's going on, when they feel confident of what's happening, when people around them, their customers, are talking about the future and giving them contracts and allowing them to make a profit, small business owners will do what I'm going to call advanced hiring. They'll hire somebody on the anticipation that they're going to need them. They'll find a place. They'll find a place for them. They want to make sure that they're not behind the curve when the customer comes calling. That's advanced hiring. That's how we did it prior to 2008. Let's say, and that's what we're looking forward to in the future. But now, Sam, instead, we're doing what I'm going to call lagging hiring. Meaning we'll get the opportunity, we'll see if the organization can suck that up and deal with it without hurting the customer relationship, and only if it can't, only when we determine beyond a shadow of a doubt that it can't work that out, do we hire a person. And that's...
I think we learned a lot during the recession, and one of the things we learned was that we don't need as many people as we thought we needed. Because when we cut back on our employment on our workforce, we found that we could function just fine. And this was a catching up for me.
But in some of that, though, Sam, sometimes casualty lists were created in big companies and little companies. People were put upon. Employees were put upon.
Well, yes, they were. And small and big. But what I'm pointing out is that we we learned that we can get by with a smaller workforce because of the huge amounts of productivity improvement that have taken place over the past 20 to 30 years.
With technology.
I think that's been not fully recognized in the statistics. So now we're finding we're just reluctant to hire.
Well, don't you think
we've learned a lesson?
Don't you think that in terms of employment in America, at least, that we're in a perfect storm situation? We've got a combination of the economy is slow from what happened in 08, still slow. We've got bad policy coming out of Washington. We've got the accumulation of technological efficiencies, and it's all create a perfect storm, and the employee is the loser. What do you think?
Well, the employee is losing. The middle class and the lower end is a kind of a victim of the tremendous improvements that have taken place in both productivity and the slowness of the recovery.
Mm-hmm.
There's still so much slack. If we're now to use this headline number again, but just to point out one thing, the 5.7% is still nowhere near full employment. Full
mm-hmm.
employment is like in the neighborhood of 4.5%.
Yeah, that's right.
Right in there. You just can't get it lower than about 4.4 maybe. And
right.
So we still have plenty of slack, but that still doesn't reflect the reduced quality of jobs and the ability to relocate and the ability to
numbers.
Move up.
We've lost numbers and quality, and that's been produced, I think, by the perfect storm, Sam. The other thing to remember, when we hear about the economy creating 240,000 jobs last month, let's remember that 150,000, it took 150,000 just to replace the ones that were lost. The people who are coming on.
Yeah.
You know, new employees. And so really only net new about 70, 80,000.
Yeah,
quick break.
Right
back to Sam Norwood. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.